Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, it's Joe, and welcome to another episode of Test Talks. I don't think there's a more popular topic in test automation nowadays than DevOps. While many folks I speak with have a process in place for many of their applications, I know that one area that many are struggling with is how to apply DevOps best practices to their mobile app initiatives. That's why I was happy to speak with Guy Arioli, the CTO of XperiTest, a company that provides a bunch of cool quality assurance tools for mobile DevOps. So if you're involved with any sort of mobile development, you don't want to miss this episode. And if you want to learn even more automation awesomeness or mobile development automation awesomeness, make sure to check out Automation Guild, which is the first ever of its kind online conference dedicated 100% to creating automation awesomeness. And you can register now for Automation Guild at automationguild.com. Test Talks is sponsored by the fantastic folks at Sauce Labs, the cloud-based automated testing platform that eliminates the need to maintain your own Selenium grid and test infrastructure. Try it for free today. Visit testtalks.com and click on the Sign Up Now link under the homepage sponsor section. Hey, Guy, welcome to Test Talks.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the show. But before we get into it, you just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a software engineer. I've started working 25 years ago, and most of my roles were in the QA area. I manage QA groups and did hundreds of automation projects because in my previous role, I was the CTO of a service company back here in Israel, where we did something like hundreds of automation projects where we help organization move their QA to automation, mainly using a Java framework and such. Back in 2001, it was very new. Today, it's something that it become very common. Today, I'm the CTO of XperiTest, and we mainly focusing on mobile testing and test automation.
Awesome. So, yeah, today I'd like to talk about a lot of your experience with automation. You have a lot of experience with it. You've worked with a lot of different companies. You've sold companies dealing with automation. And also, I'd like to get your ideas around mobile DevOps and your company, XperiTest. So, I guess at a high level, what is mobile DevOps?
So I think that mobile DevOps is tricky because DevOps is all about making fast changes in R&D and deploy them in production. And mobile is not working in that way because in the middle there is this app store that can take sometimes 2 weeks to process your application. So when it comes to mobile, it's not the classic DevOps that you see used by organizations that need to maintain websites. So it's a little different. I see more a continuous integration and in the sense of because of different things, and we can go into that, your quality when it comes to mobile is much more visible and much harder to fix. So we need to have an agile and a continuous integration environment with a lot of test automation in order to be successful in providing quality mobile applications.
Awesome. So say a developer or a company, they're used to developing in a continuous integration fashion for traditional web applications. What are the challenges you think they would face if they start developing mobile applications? So how do you handle, say, the App Store piece of it, having to wait for that? How do you, are there any red flags or tips you can give to someone getting started with that process?
So first of all, let me a little bit explain the difference. You know, if your website sucks, no one really knows about it. And this is not the case if you have a bad mobile application. If you have a low quality mobile application, very quickly, you know, it will get rated and no one will download it. So the visibility of your result is in a different it's a different thing. And the other thing is the complexity of distributing your result. So in the case of a website, if you have a bug, you can fix it, and in the next refresh, all your customer will experience the new fix. In mobile, this turnaround can take a few weeks. You need to upload your application to the App Store, and then either Apple or Google need to approve it, and then your customer need to download it. So this cycle is much longer, and because it's much longer, if you have a problem in your application, you will face a longer downtime or a longer reputation damage than in your website. So this is one part of your question. The key, obviously, in order to avoid those pitfalls, is to test your application and to automate it. I don't see, you know, any other way but to have a real high scale automation project.
You brought up a lot of great points, and it's something I talked about before on previous episodes, that, you know, when someone downloads a mobile application, like you said, if they have any issues, like within 10 seconds, I don't know what the statistic is, but I think it's even worse than a web app. But if they have a bad experience, the odds of you getting them back are pretty, pretty slim. So it's almost like, I mean, quality is important for all applications, but it's almost like right out of the gate, you need to make sure you have everything working. Because it's really hard to get that customer back if they downloaded your app and had a bad experience right off the bat.
Exactly. Now, the quality, the one thing that is also obvious in mobile is the size of the testing matrix is much bigger. Let's say I want to test to cover 80% of my customers in sense of a device version, device manufacturer, device version, and such. When it comes to web, I can do that using something like 3, 4, 5 different combination of browser version plus operating system. When it comes to mobile, I will need at least 3 times this number in order to get to the 80% coverage.
So that's another great point. I guess sometimes people get overwhelmed because of that. So I guess you can't test every single device in the world. So how do you decide? I guess there's certain flavors of operating systems that you know are going to be your biggest, that everyone uses. So how do you decide what that matrix is of what you're going to test against?
Usually what I see my customer are doing is they are going to their marketing department where they have all the BI from their existing version of the application, and they do have this exact knowledge of how many people using iPhone 7 with iOS 10 uses their application, or iOS 9 with iPhone 6. So they can do this drill down to a point they say, okay, I'm good with 80% of my customers, and in order to cover 80%, I will need this many devices.
Awesome. So is this something ExpertTest? I know Sauce Labs is very popular for people to run against all these different devices. Does ExpertTest have any sort of a product or service or cloud service that does this type of thing?
Yes. We do provide a solution that can come in two flavors. First, you can download it and install it inside your premise. So if you are looking at what the largest corporate today, especially in the finance industry, like companies like JP Morgan Chase, Barclays, Bank of America, HSBC, all of them have internal labs, sometimes with nearly 1,000 devices in those labs, and it is serving their entire organization. And what we are doing, we are helping them building those labs. We also have an online environment that you can log in and get devices and interact with devices. We are focusing on real devices and not on emulators. So this is our primary focus.
Awesome. I just assume that you'd always want to, whenever possible, use a real device because that's what your users are using. So I guess it's more common sense. But is that the approach why you just mentioned that?
So we did some analysis because usually when you release your application, an application to the App Store, especially if you are a big enterprise, you really think that your application is good. You know, sometimes you are aware of some issues, but you find them to be minor. So we've tried to analyze why, you know, people, big organization uploading their application, and in the end, they are getting bad rating. And what we have found is that there are three main reasons, and there are split equally between themselves. So the first one is device fragmentation. So third of the issue that you will find are related to device fragmentation. It means that the enterprise that releases the version didn't test on the specific combination of device and operating system that is used by a specific customer. And the second thing is what we call network virtualization or network condition. And this is one of the main pitfall that I see today in test automation, and it's so easy to fix. Because what happens is most of the time you will test when it comes to mobile automation in general is hard. You know, it's not so easy to achieve, to get to a point when you have hundreds of or thousands of tests that are continuously executed stable. And in mobile, it's even harder. Now, when you have such an environment, to adding to that network virtualization or different network condition is a very easy thing. And this is something that I've encouraged everyone to do because, as I said, third of those issues are coming because people are testing their application in a Wi-Fi environment, in a very high bandwidth, low latency environment. And when their customer is using their application, they are using it in a 3G environment, sometimes with a bad reception. And the difference in the application experience can be huge between those two environments. So this is the second thing. And the third part is obviously some functional problem that you didn't encounter. So this is how, you know, those are getting distributed between the gap between how I perceive my application and how my customer perceive it.
Awesome. Yes, yeah, so I just want to follow up on a few points you just brought up. So when I first started my career, I was mostly doing performance testing. And regardless of what I did, no matter what I did, what environment I tested in, it never behaved the same way as when it went into production. So we used to test on the weekends in production, and that's usually when we had the best results. So you brought up a few points. So with mobile testing, it seems like it's even 10 times that issue, because how do you emulate all these countries, all these different networks? How do you anticipate someone going through a tunnel? How does your app behave if someone goes in an elevator? So how do you create realistic test scenarios that really emulate users in the wild? Do you test in production now, or do you, you know, use some sort of emulation products? How do you get there?
So in the end, it's all go drill down into three parameter when it comes to network condition. It's your traffic bandwidth, your traffic latency, and the packet loss that you have in your environment. So those three parameters and their change over time will simulate your any network condition. There are also some minor things like jitter, but let's put that aside. But if you can test For example, you can know what is the bandwidth, latency, and packet loss for 3G, two bars reception in specific devices. So you can simulate those conditions. And you can also simulate changes of conditions. So some, for example, when someone is driving in the car and uses or sitting in the train and uses the application, the cellular is doing a handover between one cellular antenna to the other. There is a known pattern to how those three parameters will look like over over time as you are doing this handover. And this is something that any network virtualization tool that is specific to mobile knows how to do. And this is one of the things that we provide as part of our solution.
Awesome. So I guess that was my next question. How does someone know? You said they could easily know what the bandwidth, packet loss, and latency settings should be. But if they don't know, are there tools out there, like you mentioned, that allow you, here are some known settings you can use to emulate your application under certain conditions out of the box, some sort of templates?
So we provide a network virtualization solution as part of our solution, and it gives you the exact template. You can say, okay, I'm using AT&T. My phone is in New York. The server are hosted by Amazon. They are located in Europe. Now I'm using 3G, and I'm seeing three bars in my phone. Simulate the condition for that. And now I want those conditions to be dynamic. So now I'm entering an elevator. I will be in the elevator for 30 seconds. So those scenarios are something that can be easily simulated when you have a network virtualization tool.
As I mentioned earlier, I don't know if I actually addressed it though. Someone's getting started with mobile development and testing. Is there a high level test strategy you recommend that they follow, some sort of life cycle where they know to test these things? Is there some start and end approach that you would recommend someone go through for their mobile app development processes?
I'm not familiar with specific guidelines that you, a book that you can follow and you can rest assured. But I can give you some of my understanding of tips or best practices that I really recommend to follow.
Awesome.
And I think that the first one will be to set up the continuous execution environment even before you start to build your first test. So when you will have your first test, this test will run forever. And then when you will get your second test, those two tests will start to be executed forever. Because one of the biggest mistakes I see, especially when we work with system integrators, what they will do, they will take the test plan and they will work for 3 months on implementing those tests and moving them for automation. They will test every translation one by one. And let's assume that one by one, everything is working fine now. After 3 months, they will start to execute everything together. And it will take them additional 3 months just to stabilize this execution. And in the approach that I'm suggesting, you will find the stability issue in the very early stages in your execution, because those are the hard bug in your automation to find and stabilize. This is the first point that I will recommend everyone that is starting to build automation test. Run your test all the time from the beginning, even though they don't have an actual effect on your coverage, because you know that this test should pass, but you still run it continuously. The second thing is regarding the environment or the framework that that you are using to build your test. And I know that it might not be the most popular understanding, but from my experience, you should minimize the framework services when it comes to test automation. You should minimize the framework services to be used. And I know that there are a lot of trends that will tell you, okay, the people that are writing the actual test doesn't need to know programming. We will provide them some tricks that will connect an actual code into Word or drag and drop mechanism and such. The problem, so you can see all the framework that are Excel spreadsheet that you need to put the keyword and parameters. Do you familiar with such frameworks?
Oh yeah, I mean that's been around forever.
Right. Yeah. Right. The problem is how you debug those environment and how you transfer knowledge about those framework. Because even if you have one person that writing this interpreter and understand it, the knowledge of how to use that is very hard to find, and it's very hard to debug those environment. And I'm finding educating your team to know a little bit Java, especially in today when you have such wonderful IDEs, will be much easier than educate him on a proprietary framework that no one knows, you know, how to maintain.
So in your experience, when you work with, as you've seen teams that are doing mobile development, say they're using JUnit or Java, do you find that And as they move to Agile, that everyone is using the same tools, the automation engineers are using the same development language that developers are using? Or do you still see that there's most groups that are just dedicated to automation that they're not part of the team that's developing the mobile app themselves?
I think that it's really depend on the size of the organization. When it comes to small and medium-sized R&D QA teams, then there will be what you usually will see is that everyone is using the same environment because they work together in agile environment. But when it comes to, you know, large enterprises, usually the R&D team and the QA team are not located in the same building or the same country, or you know, you have R&D in the US and the QA team in India. So in those cases, it's really a different approaches between R&D and QA.
Now I know you mentioned this, or I saw it in your bio, something about J Systems framework that you developed. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Right. So what happened is I worked for a startup company that today is part of Cisco. And what we did back there, it was in the year 2000, and we built, we were a team of 15 people. We didn't do any manual testing. All of our automation all of our testing was automated, and we were able to test our entire, it was some kind of a network equipment, a router. We were able to test it in 5 days, and every 5 days we could release a new version of our product. And back in 2009, it was very, very unique. It really enabled our R&D organization to move much faster instead of having two releases every year. We had a release every month. And once the company was sold to Cisco, I've started a company in order to help organization do this transition. And as part of working with all of those companies, so most of them are well-known organization like Juniper, Intel, Nokia, Siemens, all of the R&D centers that you will find in Israel. Me and the team of people that work with me developed the J system as a framework into a more system level testing rather than unit testing. I can cannot say that it was very successful, though. There were some very interesting ideas, but if I'm looking back, there were some crucial mistake in the way we designed it and implemented it.
So I don't want to go off track here, but I'm just curious to know what were those critical steps you think, if you were to redo it, you would do differently? That if someone's creating an automation framework now, maybe they can learn from your experience with that.
What we enabled in JSystem, and I hope I'm not going into too much technical discussion, but we enabled them to take a Java project and using Reflection to have a user interface that we reflect all their objects and methods. So a user that is not experienced in automation or in code could just drag and drop those methods and build a flow. So we've addressed an automation project that has two profiles, some experienced automation engineer that build the infrastructure and some business analysts that were focused mainly on building the test logic. Now we build when the test analyst did this drag and drop and building of the test, the result was an ANT file. He couldn't see that, but in the background, we just created an ANT file, and there were a lot of technicality and complexity around this ANT file and its parametrization and how to pass parametrization across different calls. So there are a lot of design problems around these areas.
Okay, Guy, before we go, is there one piece of actual advice you can give someone to improve their mobile DevOps testing experience or efforts? And let us know the best way to find or contact you.
I think that learning to code is be a good programmer and know to design code, because in the end, when you build automation project, you need to understand that you build a project with some that can get to a huge amount of code, and you need to think about it from the beginning as if you are designing a product that is going to scale and it's going to have a lot of code in it. Because in the end, usually what you will see is that the problem that automation projects are run into are usually scaling problem that will be avoided if there were would have been designed as a software project from the beginning. So my email is guy@experitest.com. We'll be happy to get any comment or any inputs.
Thank you, Guy, for your mobile DevOps awesomeness. For links to everything of value we covered in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/129. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Sign Up Now free button under the exclusive sponsor section to learn all about Sauce Labs' awesome products and services. And while you're there, check out the Automation Guild, which is the first ever online conference dedicated 100% to helping you perfect the craft of creating automation awesomeness. So join the Automation Guild Conference Roundtable the week of January 9th to the 13th and register now. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with creating automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.